It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
The final 100 minutes of the show, the Power 100, which I'm pretty sure is like the name of some like, you know, pop music station in like Dallas or something. Welcome back to Power 100. Up next, Adele.
Hi, I'm Dua Lipa.
And I'm Elton John. And you're listening to Power 100 in Fort Wayne, Texas.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
Like, if you're a Kansas City fan, you would like to be the one, because Arrowhead's a great place to host a playoff game, and you would feel good about your chances of winning. But I would also feel pretty good about my chances of having Patrick Mahomes at any stadium against any team, you know?
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
A terrific Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on here in the hashtag plethora of places, Odyssey.com, Odyssey app. Odyssey stations nationwide as part of the brilliant BetQL network, BetQLnetwork.com, BetQL app, Twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you for the next 2 hours, giving you 2 hours already. In this hour, we're gaggling, baby. Doesn't sound good, but we're gaggling. 20 minutes from now, Adam Rittenberg is going to join us, ESPN senior college football writer, host for SiriusXM College Sports Radio. Excited to talk to Adam about Brian Kelly going to LSU, a little Lincoln Riley headed out west to coach the Trojans of USC, and of course, conference championship weekend, betting-wise in college football. James Mazzola, 40 minutes from now, for-profit podcast, giving us golf picks for the weekend, like sneaky good tournament coming up here with a lot of big names playing. Can't wait to talk about that with James. Power Hour, Final Hour, all our bets for tonight. College hoops, Bill on the NHL, Ken and I on the NBA, and overnights on You Better You Bet to close the show. But right now, we gaggle. This is a terrible sentence to say.
Let's just stop doing that the rest of the hour.
I think I want to do it. It's time for us to gaggle. I do, and I want to do it specifically with somebody. I want to gaggle with Joey Knish. We start the gaggle here, hour number three on this terrific Tuesday, with pro sports bettor, our pal Joey Knish, who has got to be riding high after not only did the Lions, forget about winning, the Lions covered on Thanksgiving, Michigan takes care of business against Ohio State on Saturday, one win away from the college football playoff for the first time in school history. Our guy Knish has got to be feeling good. He's on Twitter at JoeyKnish22. It's his time of the year, NFL conference championship weekend in college football. Knish, welcome back to You Better You Bet. Hope it was a great Thanksgiving for you and your family. It's Nick and Ken on a terrific Tuesday. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, baby. You know what? You said it. You said it in the intro. Brian Kelly, he's heading down south. Lincoln Riley, he's heading out west. Everybody in the country wants to get as far away from Lord Harbaugh as possible, baby. Because it's a new era on CFP, and Michigan is on top. Bring on Iowa. Bring on Cincinnati. Bring on Georgia. Harbaugh's got it rolling. And Ann Arbor, something special happening in Ann Arbor, baby. And it might be a natty.
Wow. There's a lot to unpack there. Lord Harbaugh was probably my favorite. Everyone moving as far away from as possible. That was pretty good. Let's talk about Michigan to start. Obviously, we have the game this weekend too, Knish, but I was talking about it yesterday. Are they going to win the national championship? Like the playoff this year might have Oklahoma State and Cincinnati in it, with Georgia, obviously, who would be your main competition, the best team in the country. But like, is it crazy for either Michigan fans or bettors who want to bet Michigan in the futures market, where, you know, 6-1, 8-1, I think they're 5-1 at Bet Rivers, so taking some money there. But at those kind of prices, like realistically, you look at the playoff field, how do you feel about Michigan contending and maybe winning a national championship?
Yeah, I mean, the thing you need to have, right, the thing that absolutely has to happen is Georgia beats Bama and Bama's out, right? Because you want, if you're Michigan, you want to take care of business versus Iowa, get the 2 seed, and then get a matchup, you know, as you said, versus Cincinnati, or maybe versus Oklahoma State, or maybe in the best case scenario, versus Notre Dame, depending on how the results go this weekend. Get one of those opponents that you feel good about beating. And then, you know what, even if you're going into a Georgia game where you're going to be, you know, a touchdown underdog or so, if you're sitting there with an 8-1 or a 10-1 ticket, you're feeling pretty damn good about it. Not like would I expect them to beat Georgia in game? No, but you'd have a lot of edge room to be able to make some money there. So, it's not like, crazier things have happened. The pathway, as long as Georgia takes care of business, and obviously Michigan takes care of business this weekend, the pathway is there to a national championship game in a space where you'd be looking at a nice price you'd be sitting on versus a team that is not unbeatable. That's definitely better than Michigan, but it's not by any means unbeatable.
All right, Kanish, let's turn our attention to the bets for this weekend coming up, and we'll get to the Big Ten champion. You know what? Let's just do it here. Let's talk the Big Ten championship game right now at Lucas Oil in Indianapolis. It's Michigan and Lord Harbaugh against, I don't know, what would Kirk Ferentz's title be? Like Baron? Like Baron Ferentz? I'm not really sure. Like the Duke of Ames,
Earl of Kinnick.
Earl of Kinnick, Kirk Ferentz. So Michigan, about a 10.5, 11 point favorite total in this game, 42.5, 43, 43.5, somewhere in that range here. What do you like here, Kanish, in the Big Ten? We know you think Michigan's going to win. Can the Wolverines cover the spread?
You know what? We grabbed some Michigan last week against Ohio State. And you know what? I know this is the narrative might be, come down. I would feel more concerned about this game if it was versus Wisconsin. I would be more concerned about this game if it was versus Minnesota. I would be more concerned about this game, I'm not kidding you, if it was versus Nebraska. The fact that it's versus Iowa, a team that has run so absolutely incredibly good to get to this championship at this point, it is just a game. I think you're getting a Michigan team that is healthy, that is peaking against an Iowa team that has just been basically they've been the inverse of what Nebraska had this year, where they've been, they got the easiest schedule you could possibly get in the Big Ten West. No Michigan, no Ohio State. They won the right games. They had the break well in the last week. Again, Kirk Ferentz is famous for playing some, but a lot of these advantages that they've gotten special teams, that they don't turn the ball over, those are all things that Michigan does as well, and the offense is going to be better. I laid the 10. I would lay 10.5. I also took some of the over inside in the fast track here. The Michigan fans, this is going to be, I'm not going to say, home field advantage, but it's going to be 80-20 Michigan fans in this Indianapolis. The tickets are flying off the shelves. I think Michigan sets up here for an Iowa team that cannot do much on offense, isn't going to be able to keep up. I think you see something along the lines of, a 35-17 Michigan. I like to lay it here. I like Big Blue. Keep it rolling into the playoff.
So, Kanish, let me ask you, because two bets there. Michigan, you laid 10, and you like the over in the game, too. With the total especially, I know you gave us like a fun projected final score there. Are you betting the over because you think just Michigan's going to put up a big number? Because like Iowa, for people who haven't watched Iowa's offense, I mean, switch quarterback, switch back, it doesn't really matter. They have a lot of trouble scoring, got kind of like a miracle fourth quarter. Not a miracle, but like an avalanche of points late to beat Nebraska. Are you betting give me a little bit more on why you like the over in the game. Like, would it be better, for people who want to bet different types of markets or lower limits, like would Michigan team total be better? Like you think Michigan's offense is really what drives the total in the game? Or do you like both teams to score? Just a little bit more on the total there.
Going to be the indoor, the faster, I think that high compared to what these teams are normally through their their late schedule are playing outdoors in some type of condition, some type of wind, indoor fast track. I like how also I think you're going to see a Michigan team that's going to be forced to go a little bit more pass heavy script. One thing that Iowa can really do is stop the run. And then on the flip side, if you're an ice, it was a little bit of a game script type of thing. If I like laying it with Michigan, and I think they're going to be up, you're going to force Iowa. While they do not have a very, attractive, offense from the past, they're going to be forced to do obviously they want to scum it up. They want to run. If they're falling behind, they're going to be forced to do a little bit more things uncharacteristically on offense. This is one, I thought it would be more in the 45, 45.5. I think at 43, 43.5, I like the over. Just a touch of value for there for me, especially because I think Michigan's going to put up a good number here.
You better, you bet. Brilliant BetQL Network, terrific Tuesday. Kostos and Barkley talking college football, NFL bets for the weekend with our pal, Joey Kanish. Kanish, let's go to the American, where Cincinnati's a 10.5 point favorite against Houston in that conference championship game. Total is 54. What do you like here? And is Luke Fickell going to Notre Dame potentially in your handicap?
You know what? I think he is going. No matter what, I think Fickell's going to be out the door regardless. But still, just from the game perspective, I know a couple of my guys that I bet with that I really trust. This was their favorite play of the week at anything 10 or better. And this is too many points. This is a game that I had more around 7.5, 8. I think if you're getting, you know, this, even at some of the, I would go surprised that Circa opened up a 12. There was some 11.5, 11. It keeps coming down. I think at anything 10 or better, Houston is a nice play here. Cincinnati, that just, you know, they've been able to beat out some of the peasants, but I think Houston is, I think they're even a little bit live in this game. I'm not going to tell you. Cincinnati, not a team that's going to, you know, run away from you in this perspective. I think some of the matchups, especially in the passing game, Houston can give Cincinnati a lot of trouble here. Their defensive front can give Cincinnati a lot of trouble. This is, of all the spreads out there this week, would be the one that, if you're getting a 10.5 especially, that I would say has the most value, one I would expect to keep coming down. Give me this Houston, a game that I think, of all the, you know, the conference championship games this week where you could see, you know, an update in the playoff, this is the one. Give me Houston. I like it a good amount. I think this is a ball game.
Yeah, no, it makes a ton of sense for people who haven't followed Houston, like. They're basically Cincinnati, except they played Texas Tech in their opener and had a brutal loss in that game. Like, absolutely should have won that game. Otherwise, the teams have the same record. Like, are they really separated by this much? I think that's interesting food for thought in that game with Kanishan, the American. The Sun Belt, I have no opinion on this game, so I'm hoping that you like a lot of stuff. App State, Louisiana. App State, a 3-point favorite, total 53 in the Sun Belt Championship. What do you like here?
This one is, you know, when it started to run a little bit, I would say, you know, I'm trying to gobble up the 2.5 while they're still out there. A lot of places have flipped to 3. This is one that's kind of been projectively, it was opened around a pick a little bit. It's kind of seen progressive App State money. Obviously, you've got Billy Napier out the door. He's going to Florida. But it's a ULL team that really played down in a ton of games this year, except in the App State game where they come out and deliver the blow. I think you'll see a little bit of a revenge factor here that I like. I think App State was the better team throughout the year. It was a little, you know, the early opener affected by the fact that ULA beat this team straight up. But I think over the course of the season, App State was a better team. ULL had a bunch of clunker performances, and they were able to get up and win, you know, the App State game. But give me Appalachian. I think they can control what ULL likes to do. They had a, you know, obviously a bad performance too, and they went up against each other, but I think they redeemed themselves here. And I like under 3. This is one where it totals, there's going to be defense on both sides. Both teams like to run the ball. Grab it under 3 while the 2.5 remain out there. I would be up to the buy point for me is if you can grab one of the remaining 2.5.
Kanish, I'll let Ken ask you about Monday Night Football next week with the Patriots and Bills to close the interview. I know you don't have a bet on Alabama and Georgia. At least you didn't give us one, at least for us to tee you up on. But curious if you have a take on that game with Georgia, a 6.5-point favorite, even if you don't have a bet, if you could give it to us in like 20 to 30 seconds, so we leave you time for Monday Night Football, please.
Yeah, you know, it's one I like that we know that a lot of places left this up during the game. I was saying, you know, as Alabama was getting absolutely dominated up front by Auburn, you know, there were 4, 4.5, 5s out there to lay it. I would still lay it at 6. I think 6 it would be the last point for me. Alabama's offensive line just will not be able to handle what Georgia can do up front. They saw it versus Auburn. You're going to see it again in even a better front 7 versus Georgia. It's just not the Alabama offensive line that they've had for the last decade. Georgia dominates up front, and I think wins a little bit of a slog here, but is able to cover a touchdown.
It's the one NFL game, as Nick alluded to, that we have to talk to you about this week. Really, really good game. Monday Night Football next week. New England at Buffalo. Patriots, obviously, on a long winning streak. Bills, you know, MVP favorite. Josh Allen, maybe one of the Super Bowl favorites. Bills between a 2.5 and a 3-point favorite next Monday night. What do you like in this game? We have about 90 seconds, 2 minutes left.
I am just not buying, you know, this Bills kind of thing. I know they've had a couple of down performances throughout the years. I still, gun to my head, think the Bills are still the best team in the AFC. I know the Patriots isn't rolling. There's been a lot of Patriots soft here. But now that I'm getting under a field goal here with the Bills at home, you saw their defense really get right there against the Saints. So I think they'll be able to do enough on offense. They're not running the ball well enough. But I think that against this Patriots team, it's a thing that Josh Allen's going to open it up and throw it around the park as is. Give me the Bills here as a buy under 3 with a lot of Patriots sauce coming up. I think this is a game where they can confuse Mac Jones. The Patriots offense isn't meant to be, you know, be playing in that type of shootout environment. Give me the Bills. I like it at 2.5. I think they get right here, and I am not buying this Bills, you know, if they eat or any of that, a Patriots resurgence. The Bills take care of business here at home. 2.5, I like it a lot.
Kanish, outstanding job, man. We love having you on You Better, You Bet. You've been awesome for us this year, picking the games here, college football and the National Football League. We look forward to continuing to do it. Where's the Mountain West pick here in like 15 seconds?
Oh, my God. Hey, listen, hey, my heart is in Logan, as it's been all year. I think it's a bad matchup for the boys, but I'll be rooting them home all the way to a Mountain West championship victory, baby. Give me Logan, Utah State, Blake Anderson, outright. I'm calling it. Give me the boys from Utah State, Logan, where it was special from week one, baby. We knew Utah State, Mountain West champs. It sounds beautiful.
So Utah State to win the game, but also not going to bet on it. Kanish, we'll talk to you later on Twitter at JoeyKanish22. We'll take a quick break here in the gaggle here in hour number three on a terrific Tuesday. And on the other side, more college football talk. Adam Rittenberg, senior writer for ESPN College Football, joins Nick and Ken right after this.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.